Chapter 4. The Yamen of Jia Wei. Voyaging moon solves one problem. Another arises.
I suggest the following, Ma Fu said. I take one of Master Fu's ankles, you take the other. Then we turn him upside down and stick his miserable head in this mud as deep as we can.
How will that move the carriage? Prince Zhen said.
It won't, Ma Fu said, but it will cheer me up considerably.
Why blame him?
Prince Zhen said, bending all his strength against the sunken wheel.
None of this is his fault.
Isn't it?
Ma Fu retorted.
If he hadn't fallen into the river, you wouldn't have pulled him out. If you hadn't pulled him out, he wouldn't have begged a ride. If he hadn't begged a ride, we wouldn't have gone out of our way. If we hadn't gone out of our way, we wouldn't be wallowing in muck up to our ears.
Prince Zhen gritted his teeth. Contrary to the instructions of Master Hu concerning respect for the elderly and the 87 acts of kindness, at this moment he would have been delighted to follow Ma Fu's suggestion. His fingers itched to seize Master Fu not by the ankles but by the exasperating wretch's skinny neck. Instead, he flung himself against the wheel and strained and heaved beside Ma Fu. The carriage moved, rolled back a little, and finally lurched free. Ma Fu's shout of triumph turned to a groan of dismay.
"We're no better off!" he cried. "Look here! Half the spokes are cracked. The wheel won't hold!"
Hands on hips, he glumly regarded the disabled vehicle.
"We have two choices. We can unhitch both horses and ride back to the main road. Or I take one horse and you stay in the carriage and wait until Li Kuang sends help."
"What is the difficulty?"
Master Fu had climbed onto the back seat where he had been observing with great interest the efforts of Prince Zhen and Ma Fu.